Now, the mother of murdered PSNI Constable Ronan Kerr has been speaking ahead of the first anniversary of the killing. Nuala Kerr, in the company of her son Cathair, was talking to our colleague Jane Lockery. And during the conversation, you'll hear in the background a photographer in the room as well. This is what Nuala, in the company of her son Cathair, had to say.
To this day, we're still in disbelief. You know, it's been a really harrowing year. It's because Ronan, the type of person Ronan was, he was such a bubbly, big personality in our house. He was the talker, he was the fun, he knew exactly what to say and what to do in situations, so we all depended on him an awful lot. I certainly did, and I know my other children did. You know, he was a confident and happy and intelligent young man, great potential, and just had a great future, and he could have turned his hand to anything, but he just decided he always liked that type of work, you know. He liked dealing with people. He liked the role that the PSNI offered and loved it with a passion. We had great support, absolutely enormous support from every part of the community. You know, obviously our family have been a great support, an extended family, but friends, neighbours, work colleagues, everybody has been more than supportive, and the PSNA and the GA have all continued to support us even to this day. You know, they've all been very supportive, and that has definitely been great comfort.
Did you realise, obviously you did know, but the enormity of Ronan's funeral in terms of the First Minister being there, the first time at a Catholic Mass, the first time a Taoiseach would come up from the south to attend the funeral of a PSNI officer, the symbolism of the GA and the police working in tandem for your son, how much were you aware of the huge symbolism that came with Ronan's funeral at the same time as burying a much loved son?
Well, I suppose at the time that it was all going on, we appreciated it, yeah, to a certain point, but it's only afterwards when you reflect and look back at it. But I always felt it was very reflective of Ronan as a person, you know, because he had so many friends. It's such a... just everybody loved him that knew him. You know, that was the type of... the way he lived his life was that the funeral was very reflective of that. On that day, I did reflect on his funeral, but you're so saddened by why this could possibly have happened. How could, you know, such a good lad end up with such a short spell in the PSNA? And why could somebody not see that person beyond the uniform? They obviously did not know him well enough, or they could never have done it on him, because I know Ronan could never have done anybody a bad turn. He was just a real genuine, good, decent fella, and there wasn't a bad bone in his body. He was always very helpful, be it in the house, be it in the community, be it at work. Didn't matter what he was doing, he could never watch anybody struggling to do a job. He'd have to get stuck in and help them. He did have apprehensions about how people may perceive him joining the PSNA, because there was nobody in our local community, I suppose, in the PSNA, but he definitely was happy and was looking forward to it, and everybody was very supportive of him.
Was he afraid at all? Had he ever talked to you about the risks that he was taking, given the dissident threat at the time?
Well, he was very conscious of the risk. He certainly didn't take any risks. He was very conscious of the fact that, you know, there are people out there that would and have done in the past, you know, and he didn't take any risks, and he did check under his car and all of that. But unfortunately, on the day in question, he, you know, went out to the car to get something and just sat in his car to get it, and because it was set so sensitively, it went off, it activated. People were really fond of Ronan. Ronan loved people, and he loved playing sport, and he loved his work, and he just was very enthusiastic about both. And I do think it, you know, that is the way forward. Young people like Ronan, that's good, sensible head on them, decent lad, and why not people like him join the police? And our young people in this country should be allowed to work at whatever they want, and policing being one of them.
To date, no one has been convicted of Ronan's murder. How important is that to you that that does happen in the future? I mean, the police have said that they will work tirelessly until that happens. How important is that to you as a family?
Obviously, we want justice for Ronan. We want somebody charged, the right person charged. And
what could save another life? You know, if they can take Ronan's life, you know, it'll take someone else's. So that's the main thing. Like, it's not going to bring Ronan back, but it could save someone else.
And we do need people, obviously. There's people out there know what happened. They know who done it. And we are urging them to come forward. They owe it to Ronan as a person to get justice. They owe it to themselves to clear their own conscience. Because if they know information, they're as guilty as the person who put the bomb under Ronan's care. And they owe it to us as a family that we can get answers and are able to move forward with our lives. I feel that we need to get answers and need to know why they done it and for what reasons and who were they representing and what did they hope to achieve by doing this. What were their aims? Why did they feel that killing Ronan would forward their cause, if they have a cause? And as well as that, if something is so major in their lives that they feel killing something's important, surely to God they can have spokespeople that can come forward, negotiate at a table like every other party, and negotiate what they want out of a police force, and obviously get that at some stage.
Mm. It's okay to have different political views, like, but murder's always wrong. You know, it's never right.
Yeah, and I appreciate too that some people out there don't like the police for whatever reasons, be it in the past or present, but that's still not any reason for taking somebody's life, be it the police or civilian. Still no excuse, and it'll never be acceptable in my life. It's just so difficult from day to day to live with it all. But as well as that, I just want to appeal to, you know, the people that done this. They have to live with us as well the rest of their lives. It's not just us. They have to live with the knowledge to know that they killed a young, innocent man. He may have had a police uniform. He was a lovely young man. He was taken from his family. And, you know, that this isn't the way forward.
Is it possible to put into words, you know, what a nightmare this year has been for you?
Just heartbroken.
Yeah, that's the only word you can use. Completely heartbroken. And it's a hopelessness. No matter what we do as a family, nothing's ever going to be the same again. You know, he's taken somebody that was such a sense of fun, a sense of joy in everybody's lives. He had great attitude. We loved him to bits, and we just desperately miss him.
Very strong lady indeed, Mrs. Nuala Kerr there, along with her son Cathair, talking to Jane Lockery. Full report on that tonight on UTV Live, and of course on UTV Live tonight.